1-800-449-8686.
We did want to speak to the police today to get some insight into home security at the end of this war. We have with us Jay Santos. He's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is not, sir, a police force. It's not a municipal force?
No, sir, we're not a municipal force. We are an auxiliary police force. We are citizens who are members of this auxiliary force.
Do you have powers of arrest?
Well, we have a citizen's arrest power, and we certainly take that very seriously. I think it's dangerous to think that we're that much different from regular police. We are on the front line of law enforcement.
Is this your primary job, sir?
I take it very seriously. I don't know what you're asking me. I also work for I do security at a bottling plant, but this is my primary job.
All right, well, Mr. Santos, we wanted to talk a little bit about security here as it winds down at home. And you and your organization, or your force, have been concerned with yellow ribbons?
That's correct, Phil. What we're trying to do is stay ahead of the ball a little bit wherever there's a possibility of one part of the community going up against each other.
And you see that possible with the yellow ribbons?
I think the situation we see right now, yeah, with the yellow ribbons, I think it's a wonderful gesture of patriotism and appreciation for the men and women. They're a little bit of a problem for us. We want to see if we can do that, clean it up.
How do you mean?
One of the things that we try to do, Phil, is we're going to try to keep the factions away from each other here in the United States. We have close to 8 million Muslims living in the United States. And what we just got done doing in Iraq, that doesn't make them feel too good.
What do you mean, not make them feel too good? That was a war against a dictator.
Well, it's understood, but most of your Muslims think it was a religious war, and the fact that the United States took it to them pretty good, was only going to anger them more. That's why what we're asking, Phil, to get the point is, for now, what we're asking is that the yellow ribbons come down and the flags until such...
Well, wait a minute.
Hold on. Just until such time as the Muslim community gets used to the idea that there was a defeat over there in Iraq. It's nothing personal against them. It's not personal. They do take it personal.
Well, you're asking people to take down yellow ribbons and flags so as not to what?
So as not to offend the Muslims out there, because these people are very emotional. A lot of them are Arab. And the other thing we want people to know is that when you tie a yellow ribbon and the person you're tying it for may have been killed, then you're not going to want to tie it. You've wasted a lot of time, and you've made some Muslims upset, or you might have done something to upset the Muslim community. So what we're trying to do is make sure before you tie the yellow ribbon, and I know that...
This is some sensitive stuff. You're talking about somebody's loved one dying.
I understand that, Phil, and I'm trying to be as sensitive as I can. I'm just saying that when you do tie a yellow ribbon, make sure the person you're tying it for is still alive, or it's not in a body bag or anything, because you don't want to tie a yellow ribbon. And plus, it unnecessarily... This is the point I'm trying to make, Phil. It unnecessarily antagonizes a lot of Muslim people.
All right, I got to tell you, I think you're making some gross generalizations here, but let me just...
Well, Phil, I can explain...
Let me just give our phone number. It's 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They feel they have an enforcement issue that the yellow ribbons and American flags people are displaying may be making the Muslim community upset. You're asking people to take them down.
We are asking people. Those of us in law enforcement, we have to understand, Phil, maybe get a little bit clearer picture than you folks in the media do. What we're trying to do is save lives. And all we need is another member of the Muslim community driving down your street or mine. Then they see one of these yellow ribbons possibly tied for someone who's already dead, and the person doesn't know it yet. And what happens with a lot of the Muslims is they go wild. Something in the Arab brain goes wild when it sees American or this kind of deal.
All right, Mr. Santos, there are millions of Arab Americans with nothing but love in their heart for this country. If you're talking about patriotism...
No, I'm not talking about Arab Americans. The genetics of Arab Americans have been pretty well strained out, but the immigrant Arab is who I'm talking about, and who are still just trying to get used to solid food and working toilets. These characters are potentially dangerous, and what we try to do generally is a level 1B on them.
And that is an enforcement code, correct?
That is an enforcement code, yes.
All right, 1-800, and I want to ask you about that in a minute, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer police agency, sir?
That is correct. And we have some 50 sub-commanders. We have Major Elvis Newton, who is the founder and commander of the unit. and we do patrols in the South Bay area primarily. But this problem is happening all over the country, and what we're trying to do is cut down on our part of town.
All right, well, what's happening is you're saying that the Yellow Ribbons are making Muslims angry to the point where they go wild, did you say?
Well, the area, what a lot of them are going to do is go wild on you. And you don't want to have a Muslim take off on you. The level one beef, though, what we do is we get officers out onto the street, and we try to interdict. And what that means is stop it before it happens. And communities interacting, we remove the Yellow Ribbons that we see. If they're near the street, if they are on private property, we contact the owner, we give them 30 minutes to get the ribbon down, or we cite them for potential incitement of foreign interference.
And all right, now we got a call from a lady, Marcia Croker. You know her?
I'm familiar with her. She's a chronic complainer. She's always got a problem.
Well, hold on, because the lady talked to my producer, Janice Ngaro. She owns a home in Hawthorne. She claims that you approached her son when he was tying a yellow ribbon for his father, John Croker, who's over there with the U.S. Navy.
That's what they're claiming, yeah.
Well, when you say that's...
I don't have any reason to doubt them, Phil, but the boy was tying a yellow ribbon.
And you ordered him to cut it down.
All right, hold on. The ribbon was technically on public property. City code says 3 foot from the curb is public egress and easement. Any defacement, which I know the boy was not trying to deface nothing, but you try to explain that to some of these Muslims, and they're all hopped up and sweating on you, and they hate the country and this kind of thing. You don't like it.
Well, what Mrs. Croker told me was that you said to this child, how do you know your dad is even alive? Did you say that?
Mr. Henry... Well,
did you say that?
I was trying to remind the boy that it's pointless tying a yellow ribbon for someone what got shot.
And all right, she said that you said to the boy, how do you know your dad's alive? And the child was visibly upset, according to his mother, that you intimated to the kid that his dad might not be coming home. That's tough for a kid.
Mr. Henry, again, you don't need to tell me about a boy's love for his father, and I think I've got a little bit more experience with this than you. And I can tell you a little bit of a story here.
Well, no, wait a minute. Before you start telling me stories... The little boy was tying a yellow ribbon for his father.
My father volunteered as a scoutmaster in the Boy Scouts when I was a kid. And I know it isn't the military. But he would still leave, once a month or a couple times a year to these Boy Scout jamborees. I don't know if you're familiar with them. And I can tell you, I would wonder if I'd ever see him again.
Well, what's going to happen? He's a scoutmaster.
I understand that. But anything, when you're dealing with adolescents, can happen. A lot of these Boy Scouts are teenagers. They're away from their parents. Somebody says something to somebody, someone pulls a knife, kid doesn't see his father again. And that's what we're trying to say.
All right, 1-800, you're talking about your father getting stabbed at a Boy Scout jamboree.
No, my father did not get stabbed at a Boy Scout jamboree.
No, but you're saying there's a possibility.
I'm saying it's possible, yeah. And when he left, and I realize he's a scoutmaster, and it's not the same thing as the military, but he was wearing his uniform, and I'd look at him, and I'd wonder if he'd ever come back.
All right, but you're asking people to take down yellow ribbons not to piss off Arabs or Muslims.
That's correct.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Dawn. Hello, Dawn. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, ma'am.
I cannot believe that this guy is asking me to take my yellow ribbons down. I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps. My husband spent 20 years in the Marine Corps. My son is a Marine. I have two nephews that are Marines, and I tie a ribbon for every service person that I know that is over there trying to free Iraq now.
That's the problem you got, ma'am, because you don't know that all of them are still alive.
I do know that they're all still alive.
All right, so the ones that die, you take the ribbon down?
Certainly do, and I replace it with a POW or an MIA or a black ribbon. You have to do the right thing. Muslims don't like it, then I'm really sorry.
Have you seen any Arabs? Have you seen any Arabs in your neighborhood or?
Absolutely
kind of
not. And you know what? The ones that I do see, you go into, they're happy.
Yes.
They're happy that their families are being freed over there.
And the other thing is, a lot of Arab Americans are.
I'm not talking about Arab Americans, Mr. Henry. I'm talking about Arabs that are immigrants here, and also the Muslims. They'll go wild on you. I've got a lot of experience with them, ma'am. And when they see a flag or any of this kind of nonsense, they go wild.
Then you know what? They need to leave the country. Because this is America, and this is what it's all about.
Well,
we fly our red, white, and blue. We tie yellow ribbons for our service members that are overseas.
Well, ma'am, that's what
we do.
I'm just telling you from a law enforcement standpoint. I don't know. They can do whatever they want to do. I guess they go back whatever they want to do. But I'm just trying to save lives.
Then you need, save their life. But in fact, you need to calm them down and you need to arrest them and put them with, for their incitement.
What about
that? You don't take a yellow ribbon down. If a police officer came there to my house and took my yellow ribbon down, he and I would go to court.
Well, and that's a good point, Jay. What about calming down whoever may be offended by these yellow ribbons?
Phil, there's a little thing that they got going on right now with a lot of the Arabs that, and you and the lady, I'm sure, have heard about it. It's a little deal called jihad. Now, what they do is they feel it's okay to go out and burn down your house, your carport, or whatever. I had a guy over here in Lumley, which is right over here to the oyster, where they do the oysters. He had his whole carport burned down.
Was that by a Muslim?
I don't know.
All right, listen, Don, thank you. 1-800, what do you mean you don't know? Then what? It's got nothing to do with anything. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. God give me strength. They are going around and telling people to remove yellow ribbons in the neighborhoods they patrol and American flags because it could potentially anger immigrant Arabs or Muslims who've already gotten their ass kicked and they don't want to be reminded of it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next life.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on our show to talk about how yellow ribbons and American flags may prove more harmful than beneficial, as they could anger Muslims who are angry at losing the war. We're talking about American Muslims, though. Wouldn't they be in support of America?
You would think so. So it's my experience, Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we have done, we did security at one of these dances that they had a Muslim deal over here. I forget where it was, but it was over the American Legion Hall. And they're dancing and singing and all the stuff that they do. But you'd be surprised, a lot of them are more loyal to this, these guys with a beard. I don't know what you call them.
You mean like a mullah?
Well, yeah, they're a religious leader than they are to their country. So we've got to be very careful about this. There's nothing that gives me and the other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joy about tearing down yellow ribbons, but we know we could save an entire neighborhood from some of these Arabs who are hopped up, burning down their garage or going through their home and looking for personal effects.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Angela. Go ahead, Angela.
Yeah, I just want to say to him that the fact that he is a wannabe cop and the fact that he needs to be supporting our American flag and our yellow flags. Obviously, he's arresting these people that are doing this, because this is ridiculous. If they are a United States citizen and they are here in our country, they need to be adjusting to our flag. They need to, you know, it's not the fact that we should have to take it down to make them happy.
Well, ma'am, I don't know, but you don't want one of these Arabs all over you.
You know what? They shouldn't have a problem with it.
Pulling
they need
a knife
to go
on you, taking advantage of you sexually or any of these
deals. You know what? I stand at 6'1", and I don't have a problem with them. But the fact is I have a cousin over there, and I have friends over there.
Sexually?
And believe me, my whole house has yellow flags all over it, and I have 3 American flags hanging in my front yard.
All right, ma'am.
You obviously have a problem with our American flag yourself.
I don't
so
have
where
a,
did
I,
you come from?
I come from the United States of America. I don't have a problem with flag. But what I'm saying is, you got flags all over your house and yellow ribbons. What happens if some hopped-up Arab comes swinging down the street, made a left turn, a wrong turn, is now swinging down your street, sees all those flags?
Then you know what? He needs to be arrested. He needs to be arrested for what he does.
I think you're making some...
They don't need to be here.
Well, what
about
this?
And the fact is we shouldn't have to give up our freedom just to make them happy because they're here.
But then
and the fact is those yellow flags are for to bring our troops home dead or alive.
What do you mean hopped up? What does that mean?
All I'm saying is a lot of these Arabs get excited. That's all.
Well, you got to start making some distinctions, because Arab Americans and...
No, I said that the bad genes got strained out of them, but the immigrant...
And I don't know what you mean by bad genes got strained out of them. Fact is that, you know, there are all kinds of people in this country, and some of them may be Muslim.
Look, I got no problem with anybody, but I received complaint calls at Citizens Auxiliary Police Headquarters from people who are Arab saying, yeah, this guy's got a yellow flag up over here on Dorsey, or got a yellow ribbon up here on Dorsey. What are you going to do about it? What am I supposed to do? Say nothing? Well, I'm going to go over there.
The cops should be taking care of these people that are having problems with our yellow flags, not you.
Ma'am, I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are sworn to uphold the law.
Okay, if they were doing so much damage and stuff, they should be arrested. You have no right to arrest them, do you? You're going after us.
If you
have done nothing wrong.
If you have a yellow flag up, all I do is I gently remind you to take it down within 30 minutes.
And we don't have to take it down.
Well, then I will have to deal with that.
What does that mean?
We can take you to court and win.
What do you mean, deal with it?
Because it's a piece of our property.
Well, I do have a right to citizen's arrest.
Well, wait a minute. This is on private property.
No, that's right. That's why I give them 30 minutes to get that yellow ribbon down, or we do take it to another level.
Well, then you can take it to another level, and we can take it right to court, and the judge would laugh you out of court.
Well, wait a minute, ma'am. I had one of these, Muslims stop me this morning, and he told me that ribbons are the same as graffiti. See, to the Muslims, they're an eyesore. Now, I'm sure
I can write anything I want on my house, on my building, on anything. It's private property, and you can't do a thing to me.
Well, technically, you can't. For instance, you can't put a sign up in your lawn that says, you know, F, to say the F, that starts with F. And
We know the word you're talking about.
All right, you can't have that. And putting the yellow ribbon up.
Yellow ribbon has nothing to do with that word.
See, if you put up F, that putting a yellow ribbon up, you might as well just be saying to a Muslim, F it. F you.
Well, you know what? Then they need to go home.
Well,
if they don't respect us, that yellow ribbon, do you understand what that yellow ribbon is?
Absolutely,
it is to bring our men home.
Absolutely, ma'am. But, again, and that's the other problem. That's the other problem we got.
And who brought up that you have to take these down? Who told you?
Because I was looking at them, and I had a discussion with Major Elvis Newton. Every Saturday night, I go to Major Elvis Newton's house. We sit down. We review what's going on in the news. And he tells us that he will call us later, and we gather on the speakerphone, and then he tells us what he feels is important. And we were afraid that we'd get some Arabs up in arms over this whole yellow ribbon deal. You get yourself that jihad. Now you got a problem.
Okay, well look, I have a jihad. To say, I live in Puyallup, Washington. You know how many yellow ribbons are on every single tree, and we have not had one cop or wannabe cop come through our town and tell us to take them down.
Well, ma'am, here's the deal. You live in Washington State?
Yes, and Oregon.
They are known havens for liberals and a lot of these Arabs. Now, Major Elvis Newton put down his glass, quietly turned to me the other night and said, Jay, the ribbons got to come down.
Well, have to say is the fact that the ribbons have to come down. You're also offending the Muslims that live here and want
right,
to be here
right.
because
and,
by why, how you're talking and
want to have
them.
Yeah, and want to have the ribbons up.
Well, but I don't hear from them, do I? I hear from some guy that he's got a like a tablecloth wrapped on his head, and he's telling me this, and somebody else telling me something else. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, look, I think it's bigoted.
It's
I think it's cruel.
We live in America for freedom of speech.
Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean this jihad thing? Jihad is a term from the Quran about internal conquering one's internal failings. It's not about going.
I understand that, Phil, but most of the Arab and a lot of the Muslim Arab don't understand that. They think if they're going to go out, they're going to do a jihad. Bill Flemminger, I know you know who he is. He lives over here in the Stuntman Tracks. I had the whole section of his home taken out the other day.
And are you by a Muslim?
I don't know that, but I'm just saying this is what we're dealing with.
Well, if his home wasn't taken out by a Muslim, what's it got to do with anything?
I was called on site. That's all I know right now.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This man says the yellow ribbon's got to come down.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Did Taylor leave that bumper music? Did Taylor do that bumper music? I don't want that dump over me. That sounds like I'm doing K-Love Hits at Night or something. The hell is that? Did you hear that? Play that again.
You know, baby, every time you and I are together...
That is horrible. I never want to hear that music again. Thank God, Mark, you didn't do that. Thanks a lot, Taylor, for that shot leaving for Dallas. That was the lamest ass stuff I ever heard in my life. All right, anyway, let me get Jay Sanis is back on the line here. Jay is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, Mr. Sanis, you are, and I understand you're Brigadier Admiral. Is that your rank?
That is correct, sir.
I'm sorry. All right, Admiral Sanis, you are driving right now through the neighborhoods, and you're doing a yellow ribbon patrol?
That is correct. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get individuals to understand that the best way to avert a terrorist attack is to not provoke a lot of the Arabs that may be here. So you take those yellow ribbons down, take down those American flags, and we can have some celebrations. One of the great things we suggest, we want to celebrate the war. You can rent out the VA hall or VFW hall or get a church hall and be in close and, you know, close the door so no one sees you, and you can have a great celebration.
All right, now, what are you going to be doing while you're cruising?
What we're doing, Phil, is we are, here's one right here, pull over here. I'm with Subcommander Peeling, and we are looking for yellow ribbons anywhere here in the South Bay area. Now, here's one right here.
Hi, honey. You need to take that down. You need to take that down, yeah.
That's a little girl, Phil.
Well, how old is she?
She's about 10.
No, you gotta take the yellow ribbon off the tree, right? Tell your mommy. No, I don't want to talk to your daddy or your mommy. Just tell them that Admiral Santa said that. Yeah, take it down.
See, this child is not doing what I'm telling her to do. So we're gonna have to exit the vehicle.
Jay, could you stay with me on this?
No, I'm with you. Subcommander Peel's gonna deal with it. Tell her to take the ribbon off.
Let the officer take the ribbon off. Just get away. Get away from the tree and let him take it off.
All right, so he's taking that ribbon down. She's getting a little hard. See, you never know what's going to happen in those situations. I can feel my heart racing a little bit. So we got the ribbon, and we are now moving on over into the... we're going to go down Rosecrans here.
How old was that little girl?
She is probably... How old did you say? We'll do a report on it later, but she was probably about... I could say about 4 or 5.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We go to Brian. Brian, go ahead.
Yes, this is Brian DeCote from San Antonio, ex-military, grew up in Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
I'm sort of appalled at exactly what's going on here. If you were to pull up in my front yard and tell my daughter, 4 or 5 years old, to take down a ribbon that stands that represents every fallen soldier, everybody who's not come back, and every soldier that is still fighting.
Roger.
I don't care if you were a cop. You're not man enough to take that off my tree. I'm not one that's resort to violence, okay? I'm really not. I'm a pretty logical person.
Well, sir,
You have no legal right in any way, shape, or form to tell me to take down my ribbon, my flag, in any way, shape, or form. If you do, I will laugh in your face send you on your way.
Sir,
you cannot arrest me.
You're a military man, and you put your neighborhood in such danger. I'm a little shocked.
In such danger? Excuse me.
Well, you're an Arab.
I've listened to you for the past 30 minutes.
Go ahead,
almost.
But can you hold on for a minute?
You need to get that ribbon down, sir, yeah. Get that ribbon down.
What are you doing, sir? Are you driving by and telling people to get ribbons off their trees?
When we see them, yeah.
Go ahead, Brian.
Am I still on here?
Yes, you
okay.
are. Go ahead.
I've listened to you for the past 30 minutes. I'm telling you right now, if every Arab, not Arab, okay,
up.
Pronounce it right, if every Arab out there had something against the United States, even if every one of the United States had a problem, they would go into overtime, and it would take them the next 4 months to piss off every single person that has a flag, that has a little yellow ribbon tied to their house. If an Arab comes into my neighborhood and decides to mess with my house, that's perfectly fine. I am still going to be proud of what I represent and what I stand for, and I'm going to show that flag. And then it is your job, Mr. Police Officer, to make sure that those people are found, first off. Second off, that they are taken to justice, okay? All you're doing right now is making your job a hell of a lot easier in the future, so you don't have to make... You know, trips out to somebody's house because something happened. That's exactly what's going on. You have no spy in my eyes.
Did you get that living down over there?
Good, are you listening?
God.
Are you listening to the caller, sir?
I am, sir, but I'm trying to hold on for just a minute.
He's trying to rape America right now is what he's trying to do. Rape America of every freedom that we have.
Excuse me, sir. I think that's unfair. A little something happened, maybe you read in the newspaper, called the war in Iraq. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Did you hear about it?
Were you ever in the military?
I worked security at Johnson Bottling Company.
No, okay, time out. I worked security for Allied Security for a little bit. I sell health and life insurance now. I'm a very simple man. Have you ever put your life on the line in another country like Bahrain, like Saudi Arabia, for your country?
I beg pardon, sir?
Have you ever put your life on the line in Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Oman, United Arab Emirates, Korea? Have you ever put your life on the line over there every day to protect your right to tear down our freaking
sir? My father left every few months to go to these Boy Scout jamborees. That he was a scout leader over here. I never knew if I'd see him again.
A Boy Scout jamboree? Didn't know if you'd ever see him again. I was a rifle range instructor at Boy Scout camp, Camp Daniel Boone, North Carolina. What's that got to do with the price of beef in Arizona?
Because you got a lot of adolescent boys. One of them pulls a knife. What are you going to do?
We've got kids in schools that pull out AK-47s and start capping people because they don't know how to deal with their frustrations, with their anger.
I think it's a little absurd.
Back on parents like you.
Hold on, I think it's a little absurd to say your dad goes to a Boy Scout jamboree and he might get knifed. These are Boy Scouts.
All right, hold on. Hold on for a minute.
Get that yellow ribbon down, or I swear to God, I'll come over and tear it off that tree.
See, a lot of these people are...
Well, see, now you're being abusive with a lot of those people.
No, sir, I told her, I went around the block.
Is it the same kid?
It's that four-year-old kid.
Am I still on the air, sir?
Yes, you are, Brian. Go ahead.
Okay, time out. You're telling me you're going to get out and threaten. You are going to threaten a little girl. What, are you wrestling her to the ground now?
I gotta find out where this guy is, okay? I wanna know where he is, Janice. What street did he say he was on?
Is he right now going out there and telling that girl to take down
I think so.
You think so? You know what? That man was a guy that got picked on way too much in high school, has never had any self-esteem, and now that he's in a position of authority in his eyes, he feels that he has the right to tell people what to do 24/7,
a four-year-old
and he's going
kid?
To enforce it in any way possible. Those are the type
I'm
of
sorry,
people
Phil.
List to shoot when they
I,
get older.
I told the kid to take the ribbon down. I come around, and now she's back. She's got her mother with her now.
Huh? Okay, good. Now talk to the mother, because you didn't want to talk to the mom and dad before. Have a little bit of nuts and some spine and go talk to the parent.
Was it you talking to me?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this guy?
I'm with Citizens Auxiliary Policeman.
Citizens Auxiliary Policeman. Your daughter was tiny, yellow ribbon. Well, when your husband comes home, your husband comes home. Right now he's not home, so you get that ribbon down.
You can't tell him to get the ribbon down.
All right, let's go.
All right, anyway, Brian, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You went around the block.
Well, what happens, Phil, is a lot of times you'll tell them one time and they think they got away with it. And we came around a rock, and I'll tell you, that situation, that's the kind of situation that gets any man in law enforcement, gets your heart racing a little bit, gets the adrenaline going. We're going to pull over here right now and do a report on that.
What do you mean a report?
Well, what we're going to do is, okay, that was a 7-6. I'm talking to Sub-Commander Jones, 7-6. The kid didn't do what you told her to do. So what we do, we'll do a report on it, Phil. We'll take it back to the substation, study it, analyze it. Go over it step by step.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Marianne. Go ahead, Marianne.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
This man has no right to make a citizen's arrest, nor does he have the right to walk up in these people's yards, hand them a citation, take a yellow ribbon down.
Well, wait a minute. Are you a lawyer?
You have no
right.
You have a right to make a citizen's arrest if a law has been broken and there are no laws
I don't think
against
you're a
flying a flag. There are no laws against tying yellow ribbons. I'm curious why no one has called the cops on you for trespassing when you show up in their
well,
yard.
Well, ma'am, you're not a lawyer, so you don't know what you're... You're not a lawyer, so, thank you.
Okay, so what law is being broken, and who told you that this is okay?
It is an insult.
incitement to riot, and it is a disturbing the peace.
No, the only one inciting a riot is you.
No, it's disturbing
the
peace.
You are the only person.
How's it disturbing the peace?
Chaos to these neighborhoods.
Because the Arabs will get upset. You got a jihad. You want one all over you? Fine.
You
I don't want
no
one on my wife.
You have no idea what jihad is. You have no idea what the Arab community is.
You don't want a jihad, but they'd rather live it down.
You are the
I'm
only
sorry?
Person inciting a riot.
Ma'am, I'm not inciting anything. I'm saving
yes,
lives.
You are talking to minors when their parents have to be available. There's no 4-year-old in the middle of the yard tying a ribbon without their parent available. For you to speak to them.
I beg your pardon? I just saw a child tying a yellow ribbon,
okay,
and I spoke
so
to
why don't you get out of your car, go speak to the parent, and address them.
Let me tell you something, ma'am. When you're on the front line of law enforcement,
what you're speaking about.
I took care of the situation. I take care of business, okay?
You take care of business.
That's right.
Okay, under whose authority?
Citizens Auxiliary Police is a organization that was formed by Major Elvis Newton in 1996.
Okay, but you're playing cops and robbers. You guys are dressing up with your little badge and your flashlight. And if you're even doing this, I'm beginning to think this is a joke.
No kidding. I think it's a joke, too.
All right, Mr. Henry, if you think the death of Americans in Iraq is a joke, if you think the death of people... If you think the death of...
Stay on the subject.
I'm staying on the subject. I think
you
the two of you...
You have no right to make a citizen's arrest.
Ma'am, I told the kid once. I told the kid once.
I should have get that ribbon off.
I told the kid
you
once.
You have no right to do that.
Ma'am, you're not a lawyer, so you know, don't bother me.
I don't have to be a lawyer.
Yeah, I'll tell you something right now. If you were here right now...
I... that there are no laws against flying flags or tying yellow ribbons.
All right, ma'am, there is a law against disturbing the peace. You're starting
you're
to disturb my peace.
You're the only one
Well, you're bugging me.
You are the only person doing that.
Ma'am, if you don't shut your mouth...
You're going to do what?
I will sue you,
you will
and your whole family.
Okay. And how
shut up.
I believe you're on a talk show to get feedback from the
no,
public.
No, but not
exactly
to not to have you bother.
Before.
Yeah, but you're starting to really irritate me.
Well, I'm so sorry about that. So
plus,
are you going to excite me because I'm still talking?
No, because you're sounding stupid and you're not making sense.
I'm sounding stupid.
I happen to have the right under citizens'
under,
arrest power
right,
to have people,
broken, which
yes,
have been
and
broken.
They're disturbing the peace.
What you say that
get
you're
that ribbon off that tree right now. Get
law.
That ribbon off that tree. I'll come over there and take it. I think you wish you took it off.
If
all right, Corporal, pull over. We got a 14-19 happening.
A 14-19.
All right, now this is an old lady putting a flag on a ribbon on a public telephone pole. Here we go.
What are you doing?
I just...
What are you doing? Get it off the pole.
All right, now, Jay, I got to ask you something.
Hold on, Phil.
Get it off the pole. You want some man to come down here and rape you in the middle of the street? Because they will. I've seen them do it.
I'm trying to put...
Some Arab will come down the street, hike that skirt up above your hips, get it off the pole.
See, you got to talk to a lot of these people. All right, let's go. So that's really what we do, Phil. We just go and try to conserve, the peace of the community by making sure nobody goes out there and does these stupid things.
All right, let's go over here to Shannon. Shannon, go ahead. Or hold on a minute. Let's go to Butch. Butch, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Man, I tell you what, I don't know about you, fella. From what I'm listening, I mean, you're not
get
even a real person guy. I'm going to put a yellow ribbon on my tree, on my property, anytime I want to show my support for the troops.
Yeah, but what if
second of all, you will play hell pulling a ribbon off of my tree in my front yard. Second of all, you drive up to the front of my front yard and you start talking to one of my kids and I don't recognize the car, I'm calling the law and they're going to haul you away.
Well, all I'm doing is telling the kid to take... Wait a second. I can tell the kid to take the ribbon.
No, you ain't going to talk to my kids unless I recognize you or unless I'm there.
I'm a duly authorized...
Because there's too many people that drive up and snatch kids up.
I'm a duly authorized officer.
You want to talk about trying to protect people? Why don't you go out there and try to run the drug dealers off? And try to do something like that.
All right.
Instead of trying do something like they're taking away the support.
What makes you what makes you such an authorized cop?
We got our own theme music, for starters, and very few police agencies have their own theme music.
What do you
know? The thing is, if you're sitting there talking about showing disrespect to these Arab Americans and stuff like that? You know what? If that sword will swing both ways. They need to show respect to us because we're wanting to show support for our troops.
I didn't get that. Can you say that again?
Whatever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization.
Hello. Get that off the tree.
Will you knock it off?
State troopers, militia, the Rangers.
Or the Citizens Auxiliary Police. See, that's what I'm talking about, Butch. We have seen...
No.
Huh?
...have enforced and preserved our state law.
Look, if you want a sweaty Arab bouncing on top of your wife, go ahead, put that ribbon up. Me? I don't think so.
No.
Not me. Not Jay Santos. Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Will you shut up?
What did I do wrong?
What did you do wrong?
Yeah.
Quit talking to me through that speaker.